96.3 WHUR Afternoons with Allison and Mark.
We've been living with these at-home orders for so long with the coronavirus, right? Now we are starting to venture out, and I'm really, really excited about it, but I'm a little nervous too. So on the line is a psychotherapist, somebody who's been through these big events before. So I had to phone a dear friend. In fact, my line sister, Delta Sigma Theta, that's how far I had to go back to get some help navigating reopening. Beth, jurisdictions are opening up and a lot of us feel anxiety when we step out the door these days. So if we're feeling that way, what do we need to remember?
I think that there are a few things that we should truly keep in mind with our region reopening, especially here in the District of Columbia. One thing that comes to mind first is I want folks to remember to trust yourself. You have everything that you need to be able to make it through as we reopen.
As things start to reopen around the DMV, you do not want to miss my conversation with my line sister, who happens to be an expert on how to get through this anxiety.
96.3 WHUR.
On the line, we have Beth Ann Henson. Beth is CEO of Azure Healthcare Services and also a psychotherapist at the Henson Group. And Beth, a lot of us feel anxiety when we step out the door these days. So if we're feeling that way, what do we need to remember?
Remember to trust yourself. You have everything that you need to be able to make it through as we reopen. And trusting yourself has a couple of components that I think are critically important as well. You need to get knowledge and keep knowledge, not hypervigilantly, not every day, but always take a look at coronavirus.dc.gov, cdc.gov, coronavirus.jhu.edu. These are credible places where you can get accurate to the minute information. I also want people to remember their faith, because faith brings us through. Stay vigilant and actively practice what we call self-care, Allison and Mark. That's a critical component. Mm-hmm. Self-care handles things like your ability to regulate your anxiety, how to keep a lid on your feelings, on your thoughts, on your fears, self-regulation, exercise, eating right, listening to WHUR. Relaxing, dancing, and getting back to the things that we used to do before we knew anything about the coronavirus.
My goodness. Those days. I love those days. Look, Beth, you're also a retired commander from U.S. Public Health Service, retired first responder. You've served after these large-scale, impactful events. The stress is real. That thing that we're feeling, that's real, right?
It absolutely is real, and it's there for a reason, you know? We are not blowing this out of proportion. 100,000 Americans have died since this thing began in just a few short months, Allison. And that's real talk. Here in the District of Columbia, we have over 8,000 cases as of yesterday.
Wow.
And now that we're on this 15-day decrease, and it's a sustained decrease in cases, we can't fall asleep at the wheel. But at the same time, we have to actively manage our stress and our own anxiety so that we can move forward.
And that's exactly what we all want to do, move forward. Coming up, we'll have more with psychotherapist Beth Henson.
Allison and Mark in the afternoon.
We're talking with psychotherapist Beth Henson, who has a private practice. And look, like so many other practices, you are practicing telehealth services, taking clients online. So how can we get in touch with you?
Well, I tell you, I'm all over the place. People can reach me on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. But what I would really love is if folks want to talk further, if they want to maybe enter care with me or with someone else, you can reach me, though, at www.bethahenson.com.
That's psychotherapist Beth Henson. Thank you so much for joining us, and be safe.
It was my pleasure, and you all be safe, too. Love WHUR, and I love Mark and Allison's show. Thanks, guys.
We love you more.
Thank you.
Take care.
Coming up,
a 12-year-old boy with an amazing voice sums up how we're all feeling right now. It's coming up on WHUR.